Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mark Cabali, I'm not sure what his family tree looks like. Steelers Insider joins us. Mark, I want to give you the floor here because you know we're the Pitt flagship station, and there were Pitt fans coming at you on Twitter for the following tweet. If Pitt isn't careful, they will be playing in the PSAC West in 2024.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Ace. I mean, is this a Mario Lemieux reference for Mueller's kid or something? What's up with
the name? 8 pounds, 7 ounces, Mark. And he's a season ticket holder, which means he gets to start every point about the Penguins on the Fan by saying, as a season ticket holder.
All right. As for these Pitt fans, they're kind of crazy, aren't they? They're up there, I've learned, they're up there with the craziness of the Pirates fans. And also the understanding of the Pirates fans as well. I'm not going to explain my tweet to you. You know, it's no use, but I'll explain it to you. First of all, the California University, PSAC West, we just changed their name to Penn West or whatever that world it is. It's crazy. But my whole point was, and we lived through it, all of us lived through it, especially you, Andrew, with a little bit of the Big East dissipation of about 15 years ago,
yep.
And we see exactly where this is going. History, in my eyes, are repeating itself, where there's going to be one conference that's just going to be purged of their good teams, and one team's going to be left behind unless they're proactive. And that's where the PSAC West came in, and I was making the inference of maybe the Pitt Panthers should be calling up maybe the Big Ten commissioner and say, yo, you got another little bit of room there. Because the last thing you want to do is be in a football conference with Georgia Tech and Wake Forest and NC State, and all the good teams are broken up between the SEC and maybe the new Pac-12 and some of the Big 12. That's all I was pointing at. And somehow it turned into Penn State sucks, West Virginia is better than everybody, you're a piece of garbage. Where did this come from? All I said is they better be a little proactive, and they're just going to be looking on the outside, looking in at another conference realignment where it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't know if this is good for the program.
Jeff, this sounds like a doubling down. This just not sound like the apology that
doubling
so
down.
Many Panther fans
I told
wanted.
You
did.
No apology. You don't think that they need to be proactive and go out there and try to find a different conference right now, especially what happened with the USC, UCLA? You know how their teams are moving. I mean, we just saw what happened in the Big 12. With the SEC, the shakeup is coming. I don't know if it's going to be 2-3 super conferences. And like I said, you don't want to be the AAC or the old Big East Basketball League, which I still hurt from. And I'm sure you do too, Andrew.
I do.
I love the Big East Basketball. And I don't want to see that again. So I just say be proactive. And all you got to do is call the Big Ten commissioner and say, guess what? About 3 hours east of us, we got this team called Penn State. 3 hours west of us, we got this team called Ohio State. That should be able to fill the stands and get some interest a little bit. But what do I know? I just cover the freaking Steelers.
That's a good ending.
Yeah. So speaking of Mason Rudolph starting for...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Steelers, Mark. Dude, like, Andrew mentioned he watched NFL Network this morning, and they said the Steelers, what was it, Andrew?
They were the most overlooked team in the NFL. The biggest dark horse, the most underrated team right now is the Steelers.
Are you buying that?
I could probably make a little bit of an argument for that, because I think for the most part, they got a pretty decent roster, but I don't think you can really say
Pro Football Focus disagrees. They had him 22nd,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, I agree with that, because we're at the most important position. The most important position is obviously quarterback, and they're far from being set right there. And we all know if you don't have a solid to great quarterback, your team's probably not going to be very good. So I can see why people have different theories on that, of why, you know, you look at that defense and you're saying, wow, they got some good players here that can really make a difference. They got some decent talent on offense. They got Najee. They got these coaching staff with, you know, a couple defensive, well, three former defensive coordinators. Yeah, but then you look at it and say, man, you got this team. You got going a guy who's never played a game before in his life and Pickett, or you're going with Mason Rudolph, the guy's only, you know, played 10 games in his life and better known for getting smacked upside the head than anything else. So I can see that.
CBS Sports thinks the Steelers have the best front seven in the NFL.
I wouldn't say best. You know, I'm not going to speak it in the absolutes right here, right now. But I would say they have to be close to be up there, obviously, if they stay healthy, if Alu-Alu does what he does, if Ogunjobi does what he can come back and do. And, I mean, you're still going to need somebody to pick up 20 snaps a game for Highsmith and Watt, right?
Who's that right now?
Yeah, exactly, right? Derek Tuska, Tuzar Skipper.
Tuzar Skipper.
Avery, right?
Wait till he has that preseason.
You know, I think he led the all-time sack. He had the most sacks ever in the preseason 3 years ago.
If Pomp's calling a game, Tuzar Skipper looks like Lawrence Taylor. That's all you need to
know. Pomp is just a legend. He makes everybody look good. You see him on the showdown. He makes us all look good, so you can't go by that. But they're going to have to make a move. They cannot figure that they're going to go into this season with the same exact predicament they were in last year, and you're a Watt injury away from playing Taco Charles, and you're a Highsmith injury. And I mean, you remember in Minnesota, they had to go with they had to go with Taco and Derek Tuska. So, I mean, that was one of the reasons why Dalvin Cook ran for 600 yards.
And they benched Bush in that game for Buddy Johnson, too. Don't forget that.
At the end of the season, and you remember the quote? Yeah, we just needed him to get some reps.
Yes.
Yeah. Reps. Middle of December, whatever it was.
All right, Mark, what player, what newcomer on offense is going to have the biggest impact this year?
You want me to say Trubisky just to make Pony mad, right?
No.
It's a Friday before
newcomer
a holiday weekend.
Could be on the offensive line, could be a receiver.
I'm not going to snap.
I know I want to say somebody, but I get laughed out of it. I like Zach Gentry, but he's not going to be in that realm of talk. But I think James Daniel will be a guy that will be able to solidify that offensive line. He's a very talented guy that's had a lot. He's an old young guy. You know what I'm saying? He's young, but he got a ton of experience. And I think he'll be able to pull that offensive line together. I mean, they had Trey Turner last year, but Trey Turner was more worried about, you know, staying healthy. He had a knee injury. He was more worried about his next paycheck, I do believe, rather than anything else. He was in close to his 30s. So Daniel at least knows he's going to be around for some time. There's not much turnover there, right, guys? I mean, you got the offensive line, the three interior guys, I guess, or at least two of them were new. I think Freiermuth's going to have a monster year. Look at the numbers he put up last year, and that's only in about 50% of the snaps. So if he's more involved in that offense, I could see, you know, 800 yards, 10 touchdown type of season. And you would think Najee would have at least more room to run this year. He had none last year. So there's not a ton of turnover. I guess the only other one would be Pickens. But I'm going with the offensive line, James Daniel. I just think he'll be able to solidify that more experienced right side of the offensive line.
Mark Cabali, Steelers insider, announcing on the show today that he was not taking a shot at Pitt when he was talking about them joining the PSAC West in 2024. It was more about the state of college sports. Let that be clear. Mark, how about, I asked Arthur Motes this question. I said, if Deshaun Watson is out for the year. Do the Steelers need to sweep the Browns this year?
It would help. I mean, it would help their chances of making that wild card playoffs if they do.
Should they be favored in both games against the Browns?
Browns have a pretty good roster, right? But once again, we go back to what's the most important part of that team, and it's obviously the quarterback. And you really believe in Jacoby Brissett or Josh Dobbs? No. I mean, you can tell what was it late last year where they were able to shut down that running game for the most part late in that season. What was it, the Week 17 game or Week 18, Week 17 game? I think if you put enough people in the box, you can shut down pretty much any run game. You're going to be able to have to throw the ball. And I really do believe the Browns were anticipating this the whole way. If the Browns were anticipating a potential season-long suspension, then why give him $1 million?
Exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.